Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was in Syria for 2 days to meet with Syrian officials and people. The Venezuelan President is currently on an 11-day international tour, including stops in Libya, Algeria, Iran, Belarus and Russia. Chavez was accompanied by a governmental delegation including 5 ministers, among them the foreign minister, as well as a number of political and economic officials. On Thursday, the two countries signed 7 agreements and memorandums of understanding to boost mutual cooperation in various fields. The agreements signed will further bolster bilateral relations and agreements that were already established between the two countries during Chavez's previous visit to Syria in 2006. The two countries formed a joint higher committee to facilitate the implementation of the previous and current signed agreements and cooperation in political, economic, social, educational and cultural fields. The Venezuelan president singled out Israel for criticism during his visit to Syria, slamming it for mistreating the Palestinians and being an agent of US imperialism.
I believe it is a fateful battle. It's either now or never in order to liberate the world from imperialism and change the world from a unipolar into a multipolar world.
The two leaders discussed forming an alliance between Syria, Venezuela, Iran and Cuba.
President Chavez visited Syria in 2006 and signed 11 agreements with Syria. Since that time, Syrian-Venezuelan relationship improved on all fields. Now Chavez wants to cement a Syrian-Venezuelan relationship on different bases. He wants to start an alliance between Syria, Cuba and Iran to stop the American hegemony over the area and South America.
Chavez and Assad discussed Israel's role in destabilizing the Middle East, as well as the role it plays in serving American interests in the region.
Israel is not ready to make peace either in the short term or the long term. All Israeli governments since 1991 are identical, and right up to the present, the peace process has produced nothing new. The only thing differentiating these governments is their tactics. But deep down, they are the same, and opinion polls show that Israelis are not ready to make peace because they do not want to give the land back.
On Friday, Chavez visited the Syrian city of Sueda, where he was met by cheering crowds for the inauguration of the newly named Venezuelan Republic Street.
I salute the Palestinian people, and I salute their struggle for freedom.
Chavez's popularity has grown among Arabs for his continued support of Arab causes in regional and international arenas, especially the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian people's struggle against Israeli aggression. Both Chavez and Assad spoke about the effects that imperialism has had on their respective countries and regions over the past few decades. Both are now committed to the establishment of a force that can challenge the ongoing attempts to destabilize their countries and meddle with their affairs. Rehab Sharira for Press TV, Damascus.